This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After the housing crash, we all became more familiar than we'd care to with the phrase being underwater. Millions of houses worth less than the balance due on their mortgages. 7 years later, we can say the water has finally started to recede. The data company CoreLogic says almost 2 million residential properties regained positive equity last year. Good news for the housing market and the rest of us as well, as Marketplace's David Gura reports now from Washington.
Chalk this up to home prices. They've been rising steadily, something we haven't seen since the housing market collapsed. Susan Wachter teaches real estate at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
In general, the parts of the country which were most seriously hurt by the crisis are where prices are rising fastest.
Wachter says California's housing market is coming back really quickly. Markets in Florida have improved. Nevada is doing better, although it's still not in great shape. Molly Basil is a senior economist at CoreLogic. The company prepares reports on underwater mortgages four times a year.
Arizona had the biggest improvement in their equity position in 2012.
Fewer than a third of its homes were underwater. That's down from a year earlier when more than half were. That gives homeowners the chance to buy, to sell, and to refinance. And it has effects that ripple throughout the economy. Real estate economist Sam Chandon calls it the wealth effect. He says people with positive equity,
they're more inclined to spend. They feel more confident. In some cases, they may draw on that equity.
If homeowners spend that money on repairs and remodeling, well, that means more construction jobs. In the U.S., more than 10 million homeowners are still underwater on their mortgages. But CoreLogic says that if prices rise by another 5%, close to 2 million more homes would regain equity. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.